Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GPS, GQ Pilot Sports After Further Review with the mayor every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. He's doing it hard body karate. It's butter, baby.
GQ Pilot
Radio.
GQ Pilot Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away, dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay, we keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Hey y'all, this is Halfpipe from Son of Berserk, No Self-Control. Keep it tuned to the mayor after further review on GQ Palace Radio.
This is Johan. When I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. There's some great sports talk and debate. Check out the mail on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Hey, this is your girl T. On Tuesday from 8 to 10, I'm chilling with the mayor on GQ Power Sports. He's doing a hard body karate. It's bada bay, bada bay, bada bay, bada bay, bada bay.
Radio,
y'all better do what it be like. It's your boy Mike Hands, a.k.a. Mr. Fix-It, 997 host, Carnegie Deli Slicer, them recording generals and all that and them things. When I want to know the score, I'm checking out my main man, the mayor, when I have the first review on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Then we really see who's with.
GQ Power Radio. GQ Power.
Everybody, what's happening? It's the mayor right here. You're listening to After Further Review, a.k.a. The Biggest Show, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, man. These allergies is killing me, man, so I might sound a little crazy tonight, man, but I still know what I'm talking about. What's up, y'all? How y'all feeling, man? Shout out to my man, Big Rich, behind the board, Mr. Arena holding it down. The whole GQ Palace unit, you know what I mean? We in the building. Going to begin the show, man, with a shout-out to my man, NY Oil, a.k.a. Cool Kim from the UMCs, and a shout-out to my man, Hosh G. The situation, you know what it is going on down there in Ferguson, man, Missouri. I just wanted to get that, you know what I mean, because we're just going to stay on it, man. I don't know about nobody else, man, but we're going to stay on it. But we're going to do our regular tonight, man, but I just wanted to, you know, acknowledge that, you know, we're still paying attention. You know what I mean? They're supposed to be doing some kind of deal, man, with the district attorney, man. So they're protesting now, man. So it's a hectic situation, man. Everybody hold your head, man. Try to keep it together out there, man. And, you know, on this side of this situation, man, you know, all we can do is support, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man. After further reviews in the building, man, 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Tonight we're going to do a couple of things, man. I'm going to definitely get into some college football tonight because a couple of things have happened in the last 24 hours, man, that may change the landscape of the college football playoffs for this season, man. We're going to get into that. We're going to talk some baseball, man. You know how I do it. definitely talk NFL preseason and with Johnny Manziel and the situation from last night when they played Washington. I just think that right now, as far as that, you know, as far as that goes, excuse me, a lot of people are just kind of like coming down on that dude, you know what I mean? A few months ago, he was the best thing since Grooves in a Record, you know what I'm saying? So now, you know, he's learning, you know what I'm saying? It's a process. And all these so-called sports analysts and sports experts even said it, that it's going to be a learning curve. So I think that you're just getting what you should have been expecting. So now just don't jump off the bandwagon now because he's had, a couple bad games. And as far as him putting up the middle finger, man, you know, what goes on in every play, man, in the huddle or after a tackle was made or in a pile-up, man. So, you know, I'm not condoning what he did as far as the middle finger situation, but he is who he is, man. You know, he's going to think before, you know, he's going to do things before he thinks, you know what I mean, a lot of the times. And that's basically on him. All I'm concerned about is whether he's going to get out there and play, you know, quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, man. If you got an opinion on, you know, Johnny Manziel, man, 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation, man. A couple other things we want to talk about tonight, man. I'm not trying to bury my Yankees yet. Sonny Cruz tried to get me to bury the Yankees last night on the Sonny Cruz show. I refused to do it. You know what I mean? We're still hanging around. And as long as we got that extra wild card, you know, anything can happen. We're going to get into some baseball talk, definitely get into some more football, get into WNBA. Their playoffs pop off on Thursday, so we're definitely going to talk a little bit about that. I want to talk about Little League World Series. We're going to talk about some Team USA stuff. I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? We could get into whatever, man. Tonight is one of them nights where, you know what I mean, a good sports conversation to kind of, like, take your mind off of what's going on in other places, man. So hit me, man. You know the math, 646-200-3838. Know how we do it. Know how we get down. Bring your A-game. Shout out to everybody, man, that you know, that listened to the bigger show, man, checks out the reruns and the podcast and all that. Shout out to Dev, man. Happy birthday to my man Dev, War Room Sports, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, we just doing what we do, man. This is about to get the time of the year where, you know, baseball's about to get, you know, really busy with the pennant races. Football season's about to pop off, you know what I mean? We already in, week three of the preseason. NCAA college football is about to pop off for the, you know, next week. You know what I mean? So it's going to be real busy. So it's a lot of stuff to talk about. So you shouldn't really have any empty space in any of them sports room groups or on sports talk radio because there's plenty to talk about. We're going to begin, I guess, on the NFL side, man. You know, last night, Johnny Manziel, Brian Hoyer, neither one of those guys really, separated themselves as far as the race for the Cleveland, Browns quarterback situation. I think that Johnny Manziel is probably going to end up starting, but he won't start week one. I think that last night's situation with the middle finger and, you know, him, you know, really being skittish in the huddle with skittish, you know, as far as, you know, not, you know, going through his progressions and things of that nature, and he's trying to force to play. You're not at Texas A&M anymore. You know what I mean? You could do that and get away with that in the SEC, but this is the NFL, and they're not having that. So, again, man, I think, you know, he's going to have to, you know, let the game come to him. I think he's forcing it a little bit, you know what I mean? And I think that he'll be better once he relaxes and let the game come to him. RG3, man. You know, what to say about that guy? Did he look that much better than Johnny Manziel? You know, Kirk Cousins was the star tonight, if you ask me, and he's the backup quarterback for Washington. And I think the people down there in Washington might, you know, have a little bit of a controversy popping off now, because really Kirk Cousins has been that dude, and he's been holding it down, you know, while RG3 was out. You know what I mean? And now, you know, he wants to either, you know, play, you know, or get rid of me. You know what I mean? So, you know, and RG3 is not really distinguishing himself as being that guy who's gonna, you know, take the reins and be the quarterback for the next 10 years for, you know, Washington. Kirk Cousins was 12-21 last night for 145 yards and one touchdown. You know what I mean? So he did his numbers to justify him, you know, at least, you know, giving it a thought, you know, to him being a competitor for RG3 at the starting quarterback position in Washington. As far as the rest of the NFL went, you know, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man, what can I say? You know, we're going to go through, you know, growing pains. We're going to do, you know, it's going to take, you know, we got to crawl before we walk. But, wow, yo, it's starting to look real crazy. I told you. I wasn't really, you know, the quarterbacks are suspect. My quarterbacks are suspect. Mike Leonard is suspect. Josh McCown is suspect. You know, all you could do is just hope that they, you know, step up their game and hopefully bring some decent numbers to the table this season. I'm going to do the NFL prediction video September the 3rd. You know what I mean? Just like I did the college joint. I'm going to do the NFL, my predictions, division winners, wild cards, playoffs, Super Bowl, all that. So look for that. That's coming down the pipe real soon. Giants pulled off a nice little comeback, you know what I mean, against the Indianapolis Colts. They was down 20-0 at halftime, 23-0 at the end of the third quarter, and they came back and won the game 27-26. Ryan Nassib, he really, you know, showed and did some things, 11-15 for 158 yards and one touchdown. So, you know, I think he's feeling, you know, settling in as being the backup. You know what I mean? So, you know, you want to have a backup that you can be able to trust and do some things and make some things happen. You know, regardless whether it was against the second team defense, against Indianapolis, he still put up, you know, pretty respectable numbers. What do you say about Teddy Bridgewater? The nice comeback against Arizona. The Vikings win 30-28. Bridgewater put on a show in the fourth quarter. He finished 16-20 for 177 yards and two touchdowns. But, you know, he had showed the poise, and that's an example. Teddy Bridgewater is a perfect example of a guy who showed improvement from 1 week to the next. You know what I mean? The first week of preseason, he was kind of skittish. You know what I mean? That's to be expected. First, you know, action, you know, game action live, you know, and game two of the preseason, he definitely stepped it up. So look for Teddy Bridgewater now to, you know, be a contender as far as starting on week one for the Minnesota Vikings. Everything else, you know, kind of, you know, some, you know, with as it's supposed to go, man. I didn't think that the 49ers were going to lose to Denver 34-0 at home. I know my man Bruce was at the game, you know what I mean? My man Bruce McAllister out there, West Coast style, he was at the game and all that. And I didn't think that, you know, he was very happy about that. But he says that, you know, it's just the beginning of the preseason. They'll get it together. But the San Francisco 49ers offense did not show up. They need to definitely get it together, you know what I mean, because the season starts in a couple of weeks. But we're expecting more out of them, so it's happened, man. So they can lose all four of their exhibition games and go ahead and have a great season. It's happened before, and it'll happen again. As far as the NFL concerned, anything else you want to talk about? Jimmy Graham with the, you know, slam dunking over the goalpost. He didn't do it once. He did it twice. And I think that, you know, the exhibition game, hey, it's an exhibition game. He knows not to do it when the season starts, but still in all, you're not supposed to do it, so it is what it is. You're listening to After Further Review, man. You got the mayor in the building, 646-200-3838 is the Mathematics Express 1 to get in on the conversation, man. Sound a little congested, man. My allergies is acting crazy, so bear with me, you know what I'm saying? We got the medicine is in full effect. Please believe it, you know what I'm saying? So, again, Michael Sam, St. Louis Rams, he registered his first NFL sack, you know what I mean? So, you know, get that some respect or whatever. We just bouncing around the NFL right now. 646-200-3838 is the math. Later on in the show, we're going to get into the NFC North and the NFC South. So, you know, just a little scouting report and see what we see out there. Switching over to baseball right quick. You know what I mean? Because we go all over the place, man, after further review. I'm getting ready to get into the WNBA playoffs in a little bit. Not no predictions. I'm doing my predictions on Wednesday. Tomorrow I have my predictions for the WNBA playoffs because they set off on Thursday. Baseball season. You know what it is, man. My Yankees is trying to hang on for dear life. But before we get into that, Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening? Oh, boy. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
Hello?
Yeah, we're going to try this one more time. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. What's happening?
I said hello and how are you?
I didn't hear you.
That's what I said three times. It's my third time saying it.
I only heard you once, but it's all good. It's not your fault. Don't worry about it. What's up?
Nothing. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Getting a little allergies is killing me, but I'm good with it. What's happening? What's the deal?
You know what? I was watching, I was on vacation, watching the Steelers game while I was on vacation. It's like, I was impressed, but not impressed, I think we could have put up more runs than we did, field goals. I got tired, but I love Antonio Brown's run, but, it's just preseason, so I'm okay about that.
Ryan Shazier got an interception. Come on now.
Yeah, I saw that. That was on the defensive side. I'm not complaining about it. I never complained about our defense. A little shaky last year, but I know they'll torque out a lot of injuries on our defense. It's that offensive line that, And we re-signed Brett Kiesel, he came back 12-year veteran, so we'll see. I'm looking for big things this year for my Steeler team. Players.
They'll be all right until September 28th.
I'm not worried. You know what? I'm not even worried about the books. I'm not worried about,
My Buccaneers are terrible,
much
yo.
Much love for Lovie. Very much respect and love for Lovie. I'm glad he's back coaching. He's doing what he does best. But he's not coming up to Pittsburgh and winning this game.
All right, we got that established. But my Buccaneers looking terrible right now. And I said it weeks ago that I wasn't happy with our quarterback situation, and it's proven itself. I don't know what we're going to do, but it's kind of like it's bugged out to me right now because I've seen it coming. I've seen it. What I mean? But I'm not going to get down on my team. That's my team. So I rock with them hard body regardless. But the way they looked against Miami the other night, I don't know. I can't call it. You know what I'm saying? So anything else stand out to you or anybody else that you want to talk about or that you noticed from the weekend?
Oh, you know what? I didn't see the whole – I'm going to watch that Vikings game. But I heard you talking about it. But I heard that was a good game.
Yeah,
but
Teddy Bridgewater did his thing.
Hey, you know what? Remember going back to Combine, going back before he had a bad Combine. But, they said that he was the true quarterback coming out of that class. Singing great things of him. So I can't wait to see that game. I heard you saying bits and pieces of it in the fourth quarter, what he did and how he played in that game. So I'm like, wow, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, but he really showed a lot of poise. He really, showed a lot of improvement from the first, first preseason game. But, he really put on the show. I'm not going to tell you since you got to watch the game or whatever.
Right,
you can watch it yourself, But I'm not going to blow it up for you, but he definitely had a good game. I think you'll be thoroughly impressed.
What game I would like to that the Texans game against the Falcons.
What'd you want to watch that for?
No, I'm saying
I'm saying because the Falcons are going to be garbage, man.
I don't know why everybody is saying that. Everybody, for some reason, this is what everyone is talking about, that the Falcons are going to be garbage. I'm like,
Falcons are
going to
be garbage.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that you know what, though, Kia? It seemed like that time that came and went.
And I agree with that because they missed three missed opportunities.
Yeah.
Agree with that. But when you still have those two weapons there, Ryan is not that bad. He's not that bad, though. But he still has those two guys there, and still have a decent line, offensive line. But can they? I don't know.
think that they got to get some more production out of Steven Jackson, man. They got an excuse for last year, you know what I mean? Because the guys, you know, they had, you know, key injuries and stuff like that. So
right,
we'll give them a pass.
Right, that's why I said I'm giving them a pass. And the year before, they went to the playoff. They won that division. But I'm saying last year, we already know what happened. So what do you see them finishing at this year?
I can't tell you that right now.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, I mean, you can tell from my conversation what I think about them. You know
I'm
what I'm saying?
Saying
you can tell. I'm like, yo, come on, yo. Atlanta had their shot, man. But yeah, I'm gonna do the video. I'm gonna drop it on September 3rd, the NFL preview video, and we'll probably do the preview show that week or whatever before the season starts. So we'll definitely get everybody's predictions in and all that, and we'll definitely have our first. You know how we do the NFL picks at the end of the show and all that. So we'll definitely get that popping. So I just don't like our quarterback situation at all. What do you think about? Did you get to watch any of the game last night? Cleveland and Washington.
You know what? I'm not worrying about Cleveland. They just got, you know, I can't believe the defense of the Skins, that third, whatever, came with that, the third string that came in to play defense, that, I don't even believe that they even allowed the Browns back. You know what, I don't have nothing. I'm sitting here like, did the Browns just score? Did he just get in the end zone? It was it's going to be very interesting to see what RG3, very interesting to see what Washington does this season. I'm looking to see what they are going to do this season.
What's your opinion on the situation with in Washington with RG3 and Kirk Cousins? Because Kirk Cousins did his thing last night, and Kirk Cousins been doing his thing a lot recently. You know what I mean?
But he was I don't think he's going to beat RG3 out for that.
Right.
The starting quarterback, we already know that. We already know who the starting quarterback for the Skins. So that's, we can even say Kirk Cousins having a great preseason all we want to.
Right, that's right. That's true.
Only way he'll get on that field if RG3 get hurt. We already know that. He's not getting on that field any other time.
That's a good insurance policy to have.
He's a good insurer, but how good of an insurance policy is he going to want to stay there? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, if he chooses to leave, that would be his decision, and it would be justified because he's going to get paid wherever he goes, and he's probably going to end up starting.
Which is probably a possibility. But the only way he's going to get on that field and play for the Washington Redskins this season if RG3 gets hurt.
Yeah.
Or any.
And the way RG3 was playing last night, you know what I mean? It's like he forgot how to slide. You know what I mean? He might want to go check out the Washington Nationals and get some sliding lessons because he's going to end up getting hurt. He's still playing reckless, you know? Still doing the reckless stuff.
Well, he'll know when he gets, and you know they tapping him down and stuff like that. But you know when he sees a regular real defense of the whoever that defense is he playing, whatever regularly the real defense, he'll know when to slide unless he wants his body bruised. So he'll know when to slide. But it's going to be very interesting with that division this year this is going to be interesting to see how that all him and his receivers and running back there and, you know, very interesting. And then with the Cowboys with their, you know, Giants and then,
Boys, the Cowboys got problems. But we're going to talk about the NFC North and the NFC South later on. But, the Cowboys got problems. They got all types
got
of problems in the world,
yeah,
yo.
They got.
And so I don't see anything too much anything happening, you know, with the Cowboys either.
You know what? Last year was the year for them. I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I was rooting for them in that last game when they had Portland in that game. You know, I'm just like, you know, like, oh, God, you know, just scored his touchdown. And they were like, you know, could actually win this game. And you're like, they were in, it's just something about all the root for them to win last year. They had every opportunity to win that division last season. And I say the same thing about the Lions.
They should have beat Denver, and they should have beat the Eagles at the end.
they should have won that game. That's the game that you come back to haunt you because they should have won.
That was a game. That was a game that everybody thought they was gonna get blown out.
That's what I thought. I truly, when you picked the Cowboys last year, I'm like looking, you know, DeMarco Murray, you know, which is still, you know, one of my favorite. I like him and everything, but it's like, you know, this year you hopefully he'll play 16 games, you know. And I'm sitting here saying, well, you picked the Cowboys. I'm like, you know what? That's just like a bad pick now. Because I'm looking at the season, looking at them playing games. I'm like, Cowboys winning some games. And then, of course, when Romo went out with the back injury,
yep,
I'm like,
yep.
Okay, they got what's the name? Okay, this is he's playing kind of good. And then they're getting into the last. And then they were that close to winning that division.
Remember, if you recall, my thing was this. I was saying, why not the Cowboys? Nobody could give me a reason why not.
You
know what I'm saying?
You were.
You know, so, you know, but that's definitely not going to be the case this year. You can believe that.
You said that, but they were one team that you saw. And like I said, last year I had, you know, I had the Lions. I mean, you said the Cowboys. I said, yeah, that's a good pick. You know what? Now I'm looking like, he could be right with the Cowboys. And then I was thinking about when I said the Lions could go 10-6. And I'm looking at games that they lost. When they lost that Ravens game, it was unbelievable how they lost that Ravens game. He just tied that game up. He just tied the win ahead in that game with that touchdown. And then all of a sudden, the defense just let Black Palm just run all over and get into position where they kicked the field goal. Like, what?
Yeah, I mean, you know, with situations like that, man, even with the Lions, you know what I mean? With that game, like you talk about what they lost against Baltimore, but look at the comeback that they did against Dallas.
Right, exactly. It was unbelievable. Like I said, and for Stafford to score, like when he scored that touchdown to go ahead of the Raptors, and then the turnaround and the defense just melted down to let him Blackburn run all across that field and get his team in field goal position. And what happened? They kicked a field goal to win that game.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. It's preseason still. You know what I mean? It's after further review. We're in the building, man. We're watching it. We're seeing it. Let me do my baseball scores right quick, and then we're going to talk about some baseball. Bottom of the fourth at Yankee Stadium, no score. Yankees and the Astros. Top of the fifth in Philly. Mariners 2, Phillies nothing. Top of the fifth in Pittsburgh. Atlanta 5, Pirates 1. That's big. Bottom of the fourth in Miami. Rangers 1, Marlins 1. Top of the fourth in Boston at Fenway Park. Angels 3, Red Sox 1. Bottom of the fourth in Tampa. Rays 4, Tigers nothing. That's big. Bottom of the third in Washington. Nationals 6, Diamondbacks 1. Top of the second at Wrigley Field. Cubs 2, Giants nothing. Bottom of the first in Milwaukee. Brewers 1, Blue Jays nothing. Bottom of the first in Minnesota. No score between the Twins and the Indians. That's a big series right there. Bottom of the first in St. Louis. No score between the Reds and the Cardinals. We got the bottom of the first in Chicago. Orioles 1, White Sox nothing. And we got later starts. Kansas City and Colorado. The Mets in Oakland. And the San Diego Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers are later starts. Kia, right now, what's your opinion and your thought on the Yankees? Are we in or are we out?
We in. You know, I'm always positive. We're in. I'm positive until I don't see them in.
I gotta
in.
Give you a round of applause for that. I like that enthusiasm. I like that. Give a round of applause for that. That's what's up.
I have it until that. Well, we can say until the fat lady sing. Well, I'll wait until they say, you know, the Yankees, whatever.
You know what?
But right now, I think we in.
That the fat lady's working on some ham hocks and some stewed beef. And some excrement fish right now.
She's
getting ready.
You know.
I'm telling you, the fat lady's getting ready. Somebody need to snatch that Twinkie out of her head.
She ain't getting ready.
Man, listen.
She ain't getting ready. I'm okay.
Seven and a half games out of the division, right?
Mm-hmm.
And our only prayer is that the wild card. We're three out in the wild card. So we have a prayer. We could make the playoffs. You're right. But the way we looked against Baltimore, yo, we had a chance to really, you know, make some noise and show Baltimore that we're still in the building.
We don't have nothing against him. And once, like I said, once, you know, he's ready to come back. I'm just saying, you know, we have to stay afloat. And I believe staying afloat until these guys get back. And once these guys get back, you know, I just said a little inch. That we're going to make the playoffs, the postseason.
I ain't mad at you. I'm with you. I'm with you. Until we're mathematically eliminated, I'm with you.
Yeah,
I mean?
I'm just saying. I just cannot say, oh, no, we ain't naked, and we just say, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, we won two in a row, so that's a nice sign right there.
That's
we just got to keep
right.
on doing our job
exactly.
and winning. You know, the offense
exactly.
is going to come, hopefully. You know what I mean?
Hopefully. Right. We got you. Hopefully. So we're hoping that when they get it kinking and get it started and they start, but if they win today,
but
it's three.
Yeah, it's August the 19th, yo. They got to get. They got to hurry up.
Well, we're doing something. We have a little faith. A little. It's even up to the size of a mustard seed. We have a little faith. You know, we're gonna see the postseason, and we got some pitching behind us, and you know, we can get some stuff done.
Hopefully, you know, we're 19th in the league at batting average at .249. That's terrible.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got confidence in my team.
I agree with you.
They gotta show me something. They gotta show
that's
me something.
Of course. We're critical of our team. We can be critical of our team. We
yeah, that's
whatever.
Right, because that's what I
we
do.
Can,
I can be critical
can
of my
be,
team.
You're right. We can be critical.
And I can
I'm
be critical of somebody else's
team.
Team. You know what I mean? But
I'm
going to be more critical of my team. You know what I mean? Because
exactly. Well, one thing about us, we ain't going to let anybody else be critical of our team. I'm sorry.
No.
I can be critical of my team. You can be. But if I hear somebody else talking crap about the Yankees, then we got issues.
I mean, right now, you know, they're right there, but I just think that, you know, I would rather us beat the teams that are ahead of us,
right.
You know what I mean? And so we can make some ground up. So right now, my focus is on the wild card right now. That's my focus. I'm not even worried about the division right now.
I'm not worried about the division.
I'm worried about the wild card. So, you know, we're playing against, you know, we beat Seattle, you know what I mean? Tonight we're playing against Houston. So, we need to make some noise and keep on winning and keep pace with the teams that are ahead of us like Seattle with Detroit and Oakland. Over the National League, yo. What's your thought on the Atlanta Braves?
I don't have no thought on the Braves because I think.
Do
I
have
pick,
a thought
I
on
think,
the Braves?
Because you know what, I think I pick the Nationals to come out that division. I pick the Nationals to win that division.
Yeah, they won 7 in a row.
I know. So I'm like saying to myself, okay, I picked the National win that division. Then I picked the Chiefs to come out the Central of the American League.
The who?
And I mean, I picked the Chiefs. I'm trying to remember my teams I picked. I was looking at my teams I picked for, you know, when we had that little. And I'm trying to remember who did I pick out of the Dodgers. I was trying to get, find my book, but I think I found it to see who I picked out of that to look at where I'm at. And then,
right.
Of course, I picked the Yankees to win our division, which 7 games, not that bad. You know, ahead of us have a 7-game losing streak. Yankees win, whatever. How easy can we get back in it? I mean, all I can do is just, you know, like you said, we get a postseason bid, get a postseason bid.
I just kind of want to make the playoffs with Derek Jeter. That's what I want to do. I really,
that's,
you know what I mean?
I
want to make the playoffs since his last year. You know what I mean? I don't want him to go out like, you know, his last, you know, regular season and all that. I think he deserves one more run in the playoffs, and we'll see what happens. That's my thing. Let's get in there, and anything can happen. It's a new day. Once we get a clinch of playoff spot, it's we're all in. Yankees all day. Yankees all in. Let's pull for Derek Jeter. That's where I'm at with that.
Exactly, and that's why I said once we get in and stuff like that, and get the pitching is there, because it's like we're holding on until everything come in its right perspective place, and then once it gets there, we're like, boom, let's go for it. But I'm critical of them, but I'm not going to be allow anybody else to be critical of them. That's just how I am.
That's what it is. I ain't mad at that. Yo, you're listening to After Further Review, a.k.a. The Bigger Show. We're in the building, man. We talking Yankee baseball right now. We're about to get into some WNBA and all of that. The playoffs start on Thursday. We're going to talk a little bit about the Little League World Series. We're going to get into the NFC North and the NFC South in the second hour. So we got it covered, man. We rocking out hard body karate because that's how we do. Yeah, kid, we got the Astros. We got the White Sox. Then we go to Kansas City for a makeup game. And then
okay.
we go to Detroit. That's going to be a big series.
Right.
That's going to be a big series right
well,
there.
Well, you see how we handled them the first
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
So we just got to go down to Detroit.
And we faced their top three. You're right.
We got to go down to Detroit and do what we did in New York.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's all we got to do. It's nothing. We know what we did with, you know, down in New York with Detroit. We got to do that same way we did up in Detroit now.
Yeah, and I think if Tanaka comes back and, you know, he can provide something and, you know, I mean, because Pineda looked good. You know what I mean? I like how Pineda looks. He looks, you know, he looked pretty good. You know what I mean?
He
came back.
So if
Tanaka can come back and he doesn't have to be as good, you know what I mean? Because they're not going to rush him back.
He just be efficient.
He just got to be decent. He just got to be decent. He don't have to be as good. He just got to be decent.
Get these players out and give our guys time to hit the ball and whatever, and keep these guys off the bases, and we're good.
Yeah, no doubt. And I just think that, we got a chance. We got an outside shot to do something on the low. Did you see that statue that your man in Japan or China made of Kobe Bryant?
I saw
it wasn't naked, was he?
No, something about his knee, something about the Achilles. You know, they showing it. You know what? I don't be paying no attention about nobody making no statue of Kobe Bryant or whatever. And so he retired to get one outside the Staples Center to perform. You know, I'm good about that. You know, I'm just
what did you think about your man, the Clippers' new owner, Steve Ballmer, having a conniption on stage yesterday at the pep rally? Did you see that?
I didn't see that. What happened?
Oh, Kia, you missed it. The guy that bought the Clippers for $2 billion.
Right, Michael somebody. Yeah, I know who he is. Yeah.
They had a pep rally yesterday, and he was going crazy. He was just like, yo, we're gonna win. We're gonna win a lot of rings. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do that. We're gonna do the third. I was like, oh, he's hyped. Son is hyped and charged. Like he was, he was talking
to
some Microsoft investors or something.
About the Clippers, about what they talking about, what they're gonna do, what they're gonna, you know, win championships. They come, you know, but that is not even my concern because they proved me right when I said they're not winning nothing. That little one piece of banner that they won and that they could put, they have no way to hang it because they're not hanging it inside. Because why would they want to? They can carry that little piece of banner they want on the bus or wherever they need to travel with them, or hang it in their locker room when they come for them to play.
I just think that, you know, this might not be too popular with, you know, Laker fans or whatever.
Oh, please.
But I think that the Clippers are going to win before the Lakers win.
No. They've been saying that the last two years.
I think they got the, you know, the stench of Donald Sterling. You know, Shelly Sterling still got.
Oh, please. That don't mean that.
Nothing is talking. Shelly Sterling still got two seats.
Well,
you know what I mean? And Doc Rivers is not going nowhere. You know, Chris Paul's not, you know, that team is locked in now. I'm not saying they're going to win next year, but they're going to win before the Lakers win.
No, I'm not worried about them. I'm not worried about the Clippers winning nothing. Just
okay,
you know,
that's what they're, and you're not supposed to. I ain't mad at you.
When they got in and all this, what they're going to do, and the first time, you know, and I'm like this, and see them being exited out the playoff. Yeah, okay. And then see them being exited out the playoff again, and then and seeing them being exited out the playoff. Okay, yeah, that guy said nothing.
All right,
all
if you caught
that,
if you caught what she just said, yo, holler at me, 646-200-3838. Let me know what it is, because I didn't catch that.
They're not winning nothing.
All right, that's what it is. I ain't mad at that. What do I want to go with? Oh, Little League World Series. You've been watching the Little League World Series?
You know what? I was watching, I was just watching Glimpse. I mean, I'm just getting back from work, getting back in Jersey. So I was trying to look at it. When I was trying to call in, I looked at the time. I said, let me call in. I was trying to see who won. If that did the Rhode Island team, did they lose today or did they win?
Rhode Island lost.
Right, because I was trying to, I saw it came on my phone, like, you know, the coach gave a rousing speech
Rhode Island lost to them kids from Chicago.
Right, so I was like, wow. So I'm watching this. You know what is good? And they were talking, I heard somebody when they were talking about the young lady, when she was saying her basketball is better than
she's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
I know. I get that in the mail. I get mine in the mail.
I think that's a good look, man.
That is a good look. It is.
That's a very good look that they got a lady on the cover of Sports Illustrated, yo. Hey, but you know what? Tomorrow's going to be a big game. They play Nevada. Nevada got some big backs on their lineup, man. Them kids can rake that ball, yo. And I think that Monet Davis is going to pitch. Shout out to Monet Davis and the Taney squad from Philly.
And you know what?
The League World Series and all that.
I heard someone was saying, somebody posted, like, you know, she's a role model, you know, being at 12 years old, she's a role model. I heard somebody else comment about how can she be a role model. I'm like, easily. For self-esteem young ladies that want to do what she's doing that can't, she's a bigger role model in that aspect to these little girls. Oh, I'm going to pitch, like, you know. I'm like, but she's doing, you know what, and she's not cocky about how she says she's
got it all.
Fastball. That's confident. You know what? She's confident in what she's doing.
They interviewed her after they beat Tennessee, after she shut out Tennessee.
Right.
And they were asking her about, you know, the interviews and signing autographs. And she said, you know what she said? She was like, it don't bother me because I can always say no. And I thought that was the illest answer I heard ever from a 13-year-old girl who's being, you know, she's a darling right now. All the cameras and all the lights are on her. And she's like, you know what? If I don't feel like being bothered, I just say no. And I didn't see nothing wrong with that.
Because
she's
exactly.
A kid, yo. Because she lives. She's just doing what everybody wanted to do, play Little League Baseball. You know what I'm saying? So, and she said she don't even really like baseball.
She likes basketball.
She wants to be point guard for UConn.
Yep, I heard that story talking about that too. Basketball is her passion, and she's doing, you know, and like I said, she's enjoying this right now, and she should.
As far as the role model thing, I mean, there might be a little girl somewhere watching that thinks
exactly.
that she, you know, she wants to play baseball. You know
exactly.
what I mean? So I don't
and
see
I
nothing wrong with that, yo.
And I think it's bringing back, I don't know, once somebody on your show, this was a couple of shows back, when they were talking about baseball in the inner city and, the, you know, I was
right,
not
right,
there
right,
no more.
Right.
Look at now, I'm trying to see all these little kids that's probably watching her on TV. But the boy or girl watching her on TV now, it's like, wow, you know, they playing baseball. Look at these kids.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And you know what, though? I was watching the game the other night, and I heard Barry Larkin, because Barry Larkin's doing the games.
Right.
And I heard him say that, you know, the reason why they don't play baseball in the inner cities is because the equipment is too expensive. Well, you out your mind? When I heard him say that, I said, first he said the equipment is too expensive. Then, you can't find too many people that want to play. And then third is like the space. Man, listen, when we was little and we played baseball, I could play by myself. All I do is draw the box on the wall for the strike zone. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And so it's not really about having the most expensive glove or whatever, because the dude broke it down and said, what about them kids in the Dominican Republic? They don't have nothing to play. They play with a broomstick and a bottle cap. So you don't really want to go there talking about how much money it costs to play the game. We're not talking about hockey. You know what I'm saying? We're not talking about hockey. We ain't talking about football. We're talking about baseball. So, again, you know, Monet Davis, I think that she's definitely a role model for young girls and young ladies, you know what I mean, that might want to feel like that they could, you know, do something, you know, outside of the norm, you know what I mean?
And
it's not like, go ahead. And, I mean, when we played baseball, the girls was out there playing with us, too. So it's not like nothing that's really abnormal or different.
Right. But my
you know what I'm saying?
My thing is, and I think because, not because she's a female and everything, I think because, you know, a lot of the guys, she's playing around with these guys, they're respecting her. This is the way you respect a young lady. You know what I'm saying? They're
right.
Respecting these guys are looking at her pitching and striking these guys out. These dudes are being striked out by this girl.
Yeah.
So they're like, you know, like, wow. So when everybody comes to the game and you're like looking, and I'm quite sure every guy, the other team in the dugout is like watching, like at the step, watching her pitch. To see her, like, wow, she just, you know, God, you know, like, striking out, going back to the bench.
Oh, she's striking,
like,
yep.
You know. So I think it's a big deal, and I'm glad Sports Illustrated is a great PR. It's great to have her up there, you know, and everything. But I think this is all confidence for her. I think it's all confidence. There's nothing cocky about what she's doing, nothing what she's saying. Because one thing about our learn, you stay focused and grounded and humble. Can't nobody change or do anything or steer you. Can't nobody
steer
you unless you
and nobody can tell you nothing.
Can't nobody tell you nothing. I was always told that if you stay focused and humble, you anybody can steer you nowhere because it's always gonna be no. That no will come out your mouth very strong. No.
Like I hear said, that. That's what it is, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. After Further Review is the name of the show, a.k.a. The Bigger Show on GQ Palace Radio. Let me shout out my mans and them. Big Rich Money behind the board. Miss Lavina holding it down. Got the Diva Squad going to hold you down tomorrow night and all that. You know what I mean? And Thursday, you got the Belvins in the building. Friday, Big Rich is back in the building with the entertainment tip and all that. Sunday, Miss Lavina, get your week off right with the spiritual Sundays and all that. Shout out to Scribio. I see you, my dude. So Mondays is Unsigned Artist Radio. Then, you know, Tuesday, we back in the building, man, with the mayor after Further Review and all that. Did you hear the news, Kia? I know you heard it. Braxton Miller, Ohio State, out for the year.
Oh, how can I not hear it? It's like, you know, on my phone, on my phone. I'm like, he'll be ready. He'll be fine. I'm not, you know, he already, you know, let's get some ice that shoulder down, whatever. Let's get it, you know.
Ice that shoulder down. Man, listen. I did my video, I did my NCAA College Football Top 10. It's on After Further Review.
I didn't even see it, I gotta look at it. I did it last week,
you know what I mean, before the injury. I'm not gonna revise it, I'm just gonna, you know, I'm gonna go with the flow and whatever, but that's a crushing loss for Ohio State.
Well, it's not a loss yet. Is he? I mean, you know, we just got to wait for, I mean, come on. I mean, you know.
Ohio State quarterback Braxton Miller will not play this season. After sustaining another injury to his right shoulder, he's done. Gone. Kaput. Shout out to Dot X. Kaput. Braxton Miller is kaput. So, Ohio State, I don't know what to say about them. You know what I mean? The backup, I forget his name right, JT Barrett. He's a redshirt freshman, and I don't know. I mean, he has experience, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to see what it is, man. I think that's a question loss for Ohio State. But anyway, man, we in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. You got the mayor in the building holding it down. I did a NCAA College Football Top 10 last week. Again, before the injury to Braxton Miller. And my top 10 went like this. I had Baylor at number 10. I had South Carolina at number 9. Auburn at number 8. Stanford at number 7, UCLA at number 6, Oregon at number 5, Oklahoma at number 4, Alabama at number 3, Ohio State at number 2, and I have Florida State at number 1. So as you know, this season they're doing the college football playoff. The top 4 teams will play in the bowls this season to determine the national champion. So that's how they're going to determine the national championship this season, is they're going to have the college football playoff. They got the trophy ready, and the game is going to be in AT&T where the Cowboys play. That's the championship game will be at AT&T Stadium on January 12, 2015. The semifinals will be the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl. So those are the two semifinals right there. The top 4 teams in the nation will play in those 2 games right there. They'll be voted in by a committee. No more computers. No more none of that New York Times stuff. No more none of that. It's a committee of 13 people that are going to vote. I think Condoleezza Rice is on the committee. Archie Manning is on the committee. Oliver Luck is on the committee. Barry Alvarez from Wisconsin, he's on the committee. And a few other people. So what I wanted to do after Further Review, in conjunction with a couple of other sports groups, was have some of the people from the other sports groups, and we do our own vote. But I really didn't get any response. So that lets you know how, you know, how serious they are about, you know, getting down with it. But it's all good. So every week, every week on a Friday, I'm going to do my top 10 picks for college football. So I'm going to do it on the video, on the video tip. So check me out. Leave your opinion. Let me know what you like, what you don't like. And we rock out like that because we ain't scared over here. You know what I mean? So it's After Further Review, man, a.k.a. The Bigger Show. You got the mayor in the building holding it down. Talk a little bit about college football, man, because I'm looking forward to it. I'm a college football dude. So, I mean, I rocked out with Ohio State last year. They let me down. You know what I mean? They tried to show up against Michigan State. Michigan State gave the business in the Big Ten Championship. But that's okay, man. It happens, man. I roll with them because my team is Miami. I'm going to let you know from the door, my team is the Miami Hurricanes. But we're going through our little situation right now. So what I did was I just picked the team out of my heart. And I rock with Ohio State. So this year, I don't know. I don't think I'm rocking with Ohio State this year. I think I'm going to have to pick another team out the hat. And I'll let you know what that team is. And we'll rock with them as the season progresses. But, yeah, I picked Florida State number one. You know, coming off the strength of their undefeated season. You know what I mean? James Winston, ain't nothing changed. You know what I mean? I think he's going to have to deal with a lot of scrutiny from the off-the-field stuff. You know what I mean? How you going to walk into people's store and try to steal some crab legs? Come on, yo. You know, and then the other situation with the female and all that, we won't get into that, but that's off the field. So I think on the field, Florida State, you know, they have some pieces to replace on offense because Kelvin Benjamin, he left. He got drafted by Carolina Panthers. You know what I mean? They had Dakota Watson. They had the kid James Wilder Jr. So they got some pieces missing on offense. You know what I mean? And their schedule is not going to be the easiest. You know what I mean? They got this year, they open up with Oklahoma State. They got to play Clemson, Notre Dame, and they play Louisville on October 30th. All right?
Oh,
so then you throw in Miami
what?
And Florida. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a tough go for Florida State this season, but they might be able to win it out on the strength of James Winston. But I don't think that he's going to dominate like he did last year. He'll be dominant, but I don't think he's going to dominate like he did last season.
When is that Notre Dame game?
Notre Dame against Florida State? Notre Dame against Florida State is October 18th at Florida State.
That's Golson is back, so I got it. Well, that's going to be, okay.
Yeah, so it's going down. That's why I had Florida State at number one. I had Ohio State number two because I thought that, you know, they was going to be able to kind of like, you know, have a rebound from the, you know, the way the season ended last year.
I'm still rocking with Florida State. That's my team. I'm still rocking with Florida State.
All right, and I thought Braxton Miller was going to be a contender for the Heisman Trophy, but he's going to be out for the year. So I just really don't want to leave Ohio State at number two like that, but I'll figure out something and drop them down a little bit and move somebody up. So I had Alabama at number three. The reason why I had Alabama at number three, you know, they had a disappointing end to the season last year. They lost the Iron Bowl, the Classic, against Auburn. They ran the kick. They missed the field goal. Nick Saban got greedy. He wanted to win the game instead of play for overtime. They missed the field goal, and Chris Smith ran it back 109 yards for a touchdown. Then they played the Sugar Bowl against Oklahoma, and Oklahoma blows them out. So Alabama, you know, everybody used to be scared of Alabama. Alabama's never going to lose a game. They done lost their last two. And they still was going to give Nick Saban $30 million. But Alabama has some, you know, really strong recruiting classes, so they'll definitely still be in the mix, you know what I mean? But I think that they won't be undefeated. Somebody's going to knock Alabama off. It might be Arkansas on October 11th. It might be LSU on November 8th. It might be Auburn in the Iron Bowl, but I think Alabama's going to lose the game. And you know what I think here, too? As far as this college football thing is concerned, I think the earlier you lose, the better.
Really?
Yeah, because if you lose the game early, you know what I mean? That you know, you might lose a game and still, like, for example, say Florida State loses a game early. They won't drop they won't drop lower than like number three or number four. You know what I'm saying? So they'll still be in the mix. They just won't be undefeated. And I think that the teams that play the national championship game are not going to be undefeated. Everybody's going to go in there with at least one loss. So I just think that if the earlier you lose, get that loss out the way, and then by the time November rolls around and December rolls around, they kind of forgot about that loss. You know, you can make up the ground because you figure if you lose early, somebody else will get knocked off later, and you can just move up. That's how I used to do it with Miami. I wasn't worried about it because with Miami, when the Hurricanes was nice, when they would lose a game, I wouldn't worry because I said we dropped down no lower than fifth. And then everybody ahead of us will lose, and we climb right back up there. So, I mean, that's kind of how I look at it from a different perspective. I had Oklahoma at number four on the strength of what they did last year in the Sugar Bowl against Alabama. They gave Alabama the business. That kid, that quarterback that they got, Trevor Knight, you know what I mean? I think he's the truth, and I think that he's going to lead Oklahoma to a pretty decent season. But they lost some people, man. They lost the center, Gabe Eichert. They lost Aaron Coleman, the cornerback. They lost Jalen Saunders and running back Brennan Cray and Roy Finch. So they had a lot of important people leave the squad. But I think Bob Stoops and them will be, you know, right where they need to be at. And Oklahoma's going to be, you know, on the outside looking in at the end of the season. But I think that they can have an influence on what happens as far as the college football playoff is concerned. I had Oregon at number five, and Marcus Mariota. Everything is dependent on what he does. You know, Oregon, besides their uniforms, they got a good football team. Chip Kelly left, okay, that's fine, but they still had a pretty decent season last year, Kia, before Marcus Mariota got hurt. They had a pretty decent season. You know, so I think they're going to be another team that's going to be on the outside looking in. But Go ahead.
What's your take on UCLA's Brett Hundley?
I like Brett Hundley. I was getting ready to get into UCLA. I like Brett Hundley. And Marcus Mariota is going to have to compete against him because they play, in the same division, the Pac-12. Oregon, UCLA, October 11th. So that's going to be a big game. If you're not up on college football, yo, rock with your man. I got you. Because college football is that lick right there. But, I like Brett Hundley. He brings some stability to the table. You know what I mean? And he's a strong Heisman Trophy contender as well. You know?
Possibility.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, now that Braxton Miller's out the picture, a couple of people can step their game up. And Marcus Mariota and Brett Hundley, we're going to see what it is. You know what I mean? I think he's one of the nice ones on the low. Last year he passed over 3,000 yards, 24 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, 66.8% rating. I think, you know, he did enough, man. You know what I mean? And I think that he can improve, and UCLA can make some noise this season. But they got to get past Oregon. They got to get past USC.
Who you got? You said Winston. You got Bryce Petty. We just talked about Mariota. What's the other guy? Kristen. What's his name? Heckenberg.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
They were talking about him.
What school you go to?
I'm trying to think. Because they were just talking about him.
But you got Winston. You got Mariota. You got the kid from Georgia. He's a running back. You know what I mean? You got a bunch of people that, you know, can compete for the Heisman, but right now it's James Winston's to lose.
Sure.
Yeah, I think it's James Winston's, you know, Heisman to lose. You know, all they gotta do is finish undefeated.
I don't think
he wins.
I
think that's gonna happen, but I think all they gotta do is finish undefeated and he'll win the Heisman Trophy. Again.
I don't think.
You said you got Bryce Petty, you got Mariota, you got Winston, you got Brett Hundley, you got Ty Gurley, the running back from Georgia, you got Nick Marshall, running back from Auburn, you got a kid named Rakeem Cato from Marshall. I like him. Watch him.
Yeah. He had a good year last year.
And didn't you talk about the kid from Nebraska, the running back? Was that you? Abdullah?
Yeah. Now watch him.
He's nice. And then you got the kid from Alabama that's going to step in AJ McCarron's shoes, Jacob Coker. So, yeah, it's a lot of people out there. And then you got some surprises. The kid from LSU, the running back from LSU, Leonard Fournette. And then you got Dak Prescott from Mississippi State. So you got a lot of people that you can put up there. You know what I mean? The kid from Mississippi, he was the number one overall recruit. Robert, I can't pronounce his last name, Kimdiche? He plays Mississippi, defensive tackle for Mississippi. You know what I mean? So, again, there's a lot of people that, you know, can step up and do their thing now that Braxton Miller kind of like is not going to be in the Heisman chase. But, Kia, who do you see right now as your top, you know, four teams as far as college football is concerned? Because we're going to do the vote every week leading up to the championship game. But right now, who do you see as your top four teams?
Ohio State.
You still like Ohio State? I still see Ohio State in there.
I'm not going to knock them out because this quarterback, if he's coming in and stepping up, he got some big shoes to fill, and Urban Meyer will get him ready and doing what he needs to do to win games, you know? So I'm going to go with Ohio State in there. I'm going to go with Florida State in there, Alabama. Okay, I can see Oregon. I can see Oregon in my top four if I was going for week one. But I do see. You know what? I'm not going to knock Ohio State out right now. I'm not because these are big shoes. He's going to have to step in. He may surprise me. He may surprise you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just think that it's a crushing loss that Braxton Miller is going to be out. You know what I mean? And this kid is a redshirt freshman, so he's got some experience. He's not going to be scared back there, but I don't know, Kier. I don't know. It's going to be a lot of pressure on that dude, yo.
Well, you know what? If he want to step up and be in his limelight and play Ohio State Buckeyes football, he better act like he ain't scared.
Yeah, that's true. Yo, you're listening to After Further Review, man. I got Kier in the building holding the town. You know what I'm saying? We getting ready to talk about some WNBA basketball. WNBA playoffs start on Thursday. You know what I mean? I've been keeping up with the WNBA. I like what I saw this season, man. The Atlanta Dream, that's the team with Andrew McCarthy. They had their annual collapse. You know what I mean? The last three seasons, man. This is the third season in a row that they had a collapse at the end of the season. They start off one of the best teams in the league, and they end up as one of the sorry teams in the league. But the season is over. You know what I mean? The playoffs start on Thursday, and I don't know. I really don't see anything in regards to an upset as far as the playoffs are concerned. You know, I just think that it's going to be usual suspects. Minnesota, Maya Moore, she going to do her thing. You know what I mean? Phoenix, they're going to do their thing. Shout out to Brittany Griner. She got engaged to her girlfriend, Glory Johnson. They got engaged. Shout out to her. You know what I mean? But I think that Phoenix is going to do their numbers in the West. You know, and Minnesota, that's going to be the Western Conference Final right there. You can mark that down. Write that down. That's going to be the Western Conference Final. In the East, I like Chicago, man. You know, Elena Deladon, she's back. You know what I'm saying? You know, they might make a run, but Washington and Indiana, one of those teams are going to be poised for an upset. I think that, you know, that series is going to be one of the best series in the first round, Washington against Indiana, and just watch out for, you know, Indiana making their run, do their thing right now. You know what I'm saying? So the East, I think it's going to be Chicago and Atlanta. If it's not Atlanta, it's going to be Washington. In the East and in the West, I think it's going to be out of Minnesota and Phoenix. You pick your poison. You know what I mean? Pick your poison. I mean, Brittany Griner for the Phoenix Mercury. Then you got the league's leading scorer, possibly MVP Maya Moore for Minnesota Lynx. And I can't forget about my girl, you know what I mean, that plays for Minnesota. And they doing their thing right now. So, again, it's going to be tough in the WNBA playoffs. If you're not watching it, check it out. Playoffs start on Thursday. Washington against Indiana. And San Antonio against Minnesota on Thursday night. Yo, this is the mayor. I'm in the building, man. I got my allergies. It's killing me right now. But it's all good. I'm in the building. Kia holding me down, man. Kia, you got any thoughts on the WNBA?
You know what? Wow. I'm guilty. I have not paid not one drop to anything about the WNBA.
That's bad.
And
that's
I'm
bad.
Guilty. And I'm not going to sit here. I have not paid not one. You know why it was? Because I guess I was on strike from basketball, not paying not to attend them. I just not have not paid not one drop to anything of WNBA this year. Nothing. I'm not even going to lie. Mm-mm.
I mean, well, it was a pretty good season. I mean, you know, the season to me, it goes by, you know, too fast. But, you know, it is what it is. It's the best part of the year right now. But if you get a chance to check out some of the, you know, series, are going to be good. You got Phoenix against Los Angeles. You got Minnesota against San Antonio in the West. You got Atlanta, Chicago, and Indiana and Washington in the East.
Yeah,
so
I'm
check
gonna,
those.
Yeah.
Check those series out if you get a chance. Woo!
I'm guilty, and I am guilty on that one, because I have not, I've not watched one drop of game, one drop of nothing.
See, that was hard, right? And it's all good. So, you know what I mean? That's
what
to separate
I'm
you from the other cats to be like, well, yeah, I was watching it, but when did they play again? You know what I mean? You play yourself. So I feel you on that. I've been paying attention. I wasn't up on it. That's all good. I can respect that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I can respect it.
I'm not even going to say no. I have not watched one drop. But I guess when I didn't watch not one drop of the NBA until, you know, that man was resigned or quit or fell down a flight of stairs and I was going to come back and watch the basketball. So I didn't have to wait for all that. He quit. He resigned. So I'm good now.
That's what it is. We go. We're going to get back into the football chamber. We're going to talk a little bit about the NFC North. You got the Packers, the Vikings, the Lions, and the Bears. Oh, my.
You know what? I was listening to what the Bears were saying, Tressman was saying, and they were talking about they're looking for that third receiver. That's all they kept saying all week, like last week. Even before I went on vacation, they were talking, even when I was down here, they were talking about they need that third receiver. They're missing something, and it's like that third receiver. And then, you know, you look and get back here, you hear Santonio Holmes has signed with the Bears. You're like, wow, man, interesting. Well, you know, that could be a great, you know, pickup because he's not scared to come across the middle. And if he come across the middle and you miss him on a tackle, he's going for the touchdown. I've seen him done in Pittsburgh. He's like, he's a great fast runner off the catch. If you miss him, he's gone. That's a touchdown.
No doubt. So, I mean, as far as the NFC North, how do you think it's going to shake out?
Until you dethrone, and I mean, you got to totally dethrone the Packers to win that division. It's just something about the Packers still lingering. You know what I'm saying? It's just, and for them to have the key injuries that they had last season and to hear Mike McCarthy stress all through last year and to after the season was over, the main concentration will be defense. Capers to rebuild that defense. Concentration on the defense. Let's get the defense back together. And then everything else will be added. So you see what the Packers did in the offseason. They got the defense together. They got, you know, their running game was intact because of Lacy had a great, you know, rookie season. Not going to knock him. And Rodgers with a shoulder injury and, you know, they stayed afloat. But it's just something about the Packers. I'll be surprised if the Packers don't make the playoffs. I will be. I'm not even.
You say you'll be surprised if the Packers don't make the playoffs?
I will be surprised because I'm not gonna say they not. I just will be surprised not to see the Pack. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what, the Packers got knocked out? You know, because everybody thought that last season, that, you know, the way they were losing and then they held the pieces together, and who would have thought they won the NFC North?
Yeah, they won the NFC North with an 8-7-1 record. I think the key word that you mentioned in your talk about them was health. They have to stay healthy. They can't keep patching. They can't keep patching together lineups and expect to win. You know what I mean? If they avoid injury, they'll be right up there with San Francisco and Seattle. You know, I think that Julius Peppers is going to be a great fit for Dom Capers' defense. He's 34 years old, but, you know, I think, you know, they think he has enough to be a multi-dimensional player who can rush the passer. He can play in the base 3-4 defense and drop into coverage as an outside linebacker. You know, he doesn't need to play that many snaps, but if he can make a few impact plays, it'll be worth it for Green Bay. Uh-huh. And you know, they drafted Ha-Ha Clinton Dix from Alabama to shore up the secondary. So, again, they strengthened themselves on the defensive side of the ball with Julius Peppers and Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. And like you said, in regards to the offensive line, you know, has to get a little stronger. You know what I mean? They got my guy from Tampa Bay, Evan Dietrich Smith, you know what I'm saying, to play center. But, again, you know, Green Bay is going to be right there. You know what I mean? And like you said, you know, it'll be like, wow, Green Bay didn't make the playoffs? You know what I mean? But, yeah, so I think that Green Bay is going to have a pretty decent season this year. The schedule, their first four games of their schedule, you know, we're looking at.
And I'm picking them in game one. I really am picking them in game one. And I do believe they play that Thursday to go up to Seattle and we win that game.
Yeah, that's nice. And we're gonna definitely talk about that. We're going to give you 100 points if they win. And, boy, oh, boy, you're going to catch it if they lose. Because you already know.
I'm catching it if they lose. But I'm just saying, I'm thinking that they can go up there and they can win that game up there.
Let me talk you back off the ledge. Listen. Let me talk you back off the ledge. It's going to be open at night. Defending Super Bowl champions at home. It's already hard to beat them. The first game of the season? Okay, I'll give you that. If you believe that, then hey, it's all good.
And what is the possibility, and I don't think a possibility, that when they lose, I'm like, I told you all.
If
Green Bay beats Seattle, you can co-host the show with me for a month.
I don't need that.
Green Bay beats Seattle.
I don't need it.
We could go into the archives a week from now and check it out. If Green Bay beats Seattle, Kia, you go host the show with me for a month.
I am picking Green Bay to go up to Seattle and upset Seattle on their opening day.
All right.
And I am. And I'm just saying, if they do beat the Seahawks up there, I'm like, they're not like they're any scrub team. They just got together, figured out a way, and they won the game. I don't care if it's by 3 points or 8 points. The Packers have upset the defending champion. That's what we're going to hear. And that's what I'm hoping I'm going to hear on Friday morning or Thursday after the game is over.
Woo-wee. That's hey, I ain't mad at you. You stick firm with your picks, and I ain't mad.
I do.
All right, so we're going to move on now. We did the Green Bay Packers. Now we're going to move on to the Chicago Bears. What's your thought about the Bears?
I think they made a great adjustment on that offensive line. Because of Marshall and Jeffries and now Holmes, you're going to have to be careful because if Cutler can get out the pocket and run and throw the ball, like I said, if Santonio Holmes catches that ball and you don't stop him, he's going for his touchdown. It's 6 points. He's not scared to come in the middle. He's not a receiver that's scared to come in the open field because you're going to have to hit him hard because if you miss him on a tackle, he's gone. I seen him a bit. That's who Ben Ike throw it right to him. Boom, you miss him, Santonio, he's gone. He's gone.
I think the Bears have a heavy receiver core.
Oh, they do.
Outside of Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffery and even Santonio Holmes, they got the kid Dominic Hickson used to play for the Giants. Mm-hmm. They got the kid that used to play for Washington, Josh Morgan. So they got they definitely have a strong receiver core and you know a tight end. They got Martellus Bennett at tight end.
Mhm.
So again, you know they that can, you know, make some things happen, and they have a new guy on defense. They got Jared Allen from Minnesota.
Yeah.
So, Jared Allen, you know, he gets plenty of sacks on second effort by beating blockers when the plays are extended. So, you know, and he closes well on the quarterback. So I think that might be something that the Bears could definitely use and something that will help them out as far as getting to the quarterback. Now, as far as linebacker is concerned, the Bears might need a little help, a linebacker, you know what I mean? Because Lance Briggs, his shoulder was hurt, and he came back, and he was like, whatever, you know what I mean? But I think that, you know, as far as their defense is concerned, they might need a little help in linebacker because they're strong on the line and they're strong in the secondary. You know, with Jennings back there and Charles Tillman, I think they're pretty decent in the secondary. But, you know, the Bears, they upgraded, you know what I mean, and they retooled on defense, but they still have a problem. They're relying on a lot of people that are kind of old and easy, they break down easy. You know, and then they don't have nobody behind them with experience.
The thing with Jared Allen, and you got the same thing with D-Ware, those are guys, regardless if you're injured, and they were injured, they had over double-digit sacks. You see what I'm saying? It's like they still was, you know, I saw a game where D-Ware had that bruise, so his shoulder was hurting, and he still was getting the fuck of those guys. It's like, you know, he was playing through the pain. I mean, guys like those, they're hard to fill shoes. I just want to see how interesting Cowboys are filling his shoe. The Vikings on the other end to fill Jared Allen's shoe. Those are shoes that's hard to fill. I don't know. I'm just it's going to be interesting with the Bears because you're thinking, you're hoping Cutler can, you know, withstand a lot of pressure and take their offense. He got some good guys on that. When they side home, they got their third receiver.
Yeah, no doubt. They definitely got somebody that can take the pressure off of Jeffrey and Alshon Jeffrey and what's my man? I can't think of his name
Marshall.
Right now.
Brandon Marshall.
I couldn't think of his name for nothing. But yeah, the Bears are going to be right there. But I think again, you know, they don't have any experience as far as the secondary players and. You know, they got a problem, and you combine that with, you know, some people's inability to direct the pass rush, that could combine to hold them back and make the burden too great for the offense. You know what I mean? So Jay Cutler has to really, you know, get touchdowns instead of field goals. You know what I mean? We hate that. You drive all the way down the field, and then you end up with 3 points. That's not going to work. They need to get 7. So we'll see what it is with the Bears.
And you got to understand what Forte, one of the top, I know he was in the top 5, is when you get in a red zone.
He was second. He was second in rushing, 1,339
right.
yards.
But I'm talking about when you get in the red zone. When you get down in the red zone, he can score. So you got to figure out, you got Forte, and you hope that he can pull this this season to get down there. But Cutler, it's all going to hinge on Cutler.
Yeah, it's going to be on Cutler because they gave him all that money.
Uh-huh.
So that's what's up with the Bears. So, yeah, man, this is After Further Review. We in the building, man. We're doing the NFC North, and we're going to touch base on the NFC South. Detroit Lions, Kia, what's your thought on the Lions?
You know what I hear about the Detroit Lions from people? They talk about talent. But my thing is, talent isn't everything if it is not hard work. I don't care. I you know what? Yes, Calvin Johnson is talented, and I'm not taking anything from him. He can have all the accolades, whatever. I don't care. But when you put in that hard work, that's what's going to get you by. They were too busy. I don't know what they were too busy doing last season when they were winning, and they were losing games that they shouldn't have lost. And, you know, I don't know if it was cocky. They just thought the defense just got tired and let teams catch up or whatever. But the Lions was expected to win because they swept Detroit, they swept the Bears. They split with the Vikings, I believe, and they split with Green Bay. But they went into Soldier Field and won, and they came back up to 4-1. So that was like, you know, the Lions was kind of like, and all of a sudden you saw the Lions crumble, like, okay, well, you know, wait a minute. I knew, you know, you all hyped. They come up to Pittsburgh. You ain't come up to Pittsburgh to win. You wasn't coming up there. Did they want to get? No. But it's just something that the Lions are missing. But I can't wait to see this coaching staff. You know, they got Terrell Austin from the Ratbirds, and you got Coach Caldwell from the Ratbirds. We're going to see what they got. I can't wait to see what they have with this receiving court. Golden Tate back there. See what all this talent going to bring the Lions. That's all their fans talk about. They're the most talent to team. Yeah, but talent don't win no game, no playoff, or no Super Bowl. Hard work win that Super Bowl. So I'm gonna, I can't wait to see what the Lions got to produce this season. And Reggie Bush, let's see how he does outside his own cold weather and stuff like that. I'll wait.
No doubt. I think the Lions, you know, you touch on a lot of good stuff. Talent, you know what I mean? That, you know, everybody's waiting for them to arrive, man. When are they going to finally, you know, do it? You know what I mean? But, you know, with Jim Caldwell, I think that, you know, he's not going to allow. I always said that about the Lions. And, you know, when they, even when they first got Jim Caldwell, I said he's not going to allow for a losing mentality. You know what I mean? They got Golden Tate. So he's another person that can stretch the field, take some pressure off of Calvin Johnson. I like the draft pick that they made, the kid from North Carolina, Eric Ebron, the tight end. He's going to add some, you know, another dimension to the offense that they was kind of missing with Brandon Pettigrew, because they really couldn't trust him to catch the ball in crucial situations. Defensively, they drafted another linebacker, a kid from Brigham Young named Kyle Van Noy. I think he's going to be able to help out, you know, from the beginning. I think he's going to be in the starting lineup, and he's going to do some things on the defensive side of the ball. So I think that, you know, watch out for Detroit. You know, I think that Detroit might be able to really make some noise this season, and I don't think that Jim Caldwell is going to allow for them to, you know, go in with a losing mentality, and they might be able to contend with Green Bay for the NFC North title this season. Minnesota, what's your thoughts on the Minnesota Vikings?
You know what? It's iffy about the Vikings, and I'm wishing well down there with Bridgewater. I'm hoping he has a great season. I really do. I hope he let these coaches or teams that pass them by. I should have got him, but, you know, he should have been the first quarterback off the board. But, you know, it is what it is. He landed with somewhere where he could be able to flourish and play. You know, I can see him in AP doing, you know, they pretty well like to run too. So, you know, AP could do some blocking, and it's going to be interesting down there to see what happens. The defensive side of it, look, it's going to be a big missing hole for me because Jared Allen's not there. But it was a little different. Not seeing him out there. I mean, I don't know. It's just something about that defense. They don't talk much about the Vikings on the defensive side because everybody, because I remember when McCarthy was saying the pass is going to get stronger on defense. They're concentrating on defense in that draft. The Vikings was all, you know, quarterback and this piece and this piece. But I'm going to be very interested to see what the Vikings do this season. But I'm pulling for Bridgewater. I hope he have a great season.
Well, I mean, with, you know, North Turner being the offensive coordinator, expect some nice things to come out of Minnesota. Again, you touched on, you know, Bridgewater, you know, handing the ball off to Adrian Peterson. That's a nice little insurance policy to have back there. You know, they got Cordell Patterson, the wide receiver. You know what I mean? So, again, they got weapons. They got weapons on the offensive side of the ball in Minnesota. You know, Greg Jennings, the wide receiver. You know what I mean? The guy they got from Green Bay, he might, you know, want to step his game up a little bit. You know what I mean? Last year he had 804 yards, 68 catches. He might want to do a little bit better than that this season. Kyle Rudolph, you know, at tight end. So the Vikings definitely have some weapons, and they have some things on the offensive side of the ball. On the defensive side, they got a little younger. You know what I mean? With you know, with Jared Allen being gone, they got a little younger. They got Linval Joseph from the Giants, but I think he got hurt, so I think he's going to miss the first couple of weeks. They got the kid Sharif Floyd from Florida State, and then they got Everson Griffin. So they got younger on the defensive line, but I don't think that they lost any quality. You know what I mean? So they're still going to be, you know, their defensive line is still going to be formidable, and you know, they got to have to, you know, kind of like, you know, step into the fire early because they don't have Jared Allen and Kevin Williams to lean on anymore. Linebackers, the kid they got from UCLA, Anthony Barr, I think he's the truth. I think he's going to be a star. I think that he's going to be a starter on the strong side, and he'll, you know, and he's going to provide that extra athleticism that extra burst of speed because he's fast as well. He came from UCLA. So their defense will be, you know, okay, but I think the secondary is where it's going to, you know, they're going to show a little bit of deficiency for the secondary. You know, they got Captain Munderland from the Carolina Panthers. He's going to add some experience, you know what I mean, back there in the secondary. But I don't think there's any, that, you know, quarterbacks are going to be scared to throw on Minnesota. I don't think that that's going to be the case at all. So their secondary is going to have to, you know, improve a little bit. But all in all, I think Minnesota is going to surprise some people this season.
I'll have to wait and see that. This is something about, and don't get me wrong, they stay afloat because AP was that. I mean, it's just, I just can't wait to see them play, and I'm hoping for a great season for Teddy Bridgewater this season.
No doubt. Yo, this is After Further Review. All right. We got the mayor in the building holding it down. 646-200-3838 is the math. GQ Palace Radio is the place to be to catch me on Tuesday nights between 8 and 10 p.m. Check me out on Mondays and Thursdays on the Partly Sunny Crew Show. We rock out. We do what we do. Shout out to my man Star from the Star Buck Wild Show. We do what we do. Now, we're about to get into my favorite division because that's my team, you know, my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. NFC South. Kia, Carolina Panthers. What are your opinions and thoughts about them this season?
I think that defense, bar none, could be back in the top five, top three, you know, behind. You know, I'm expecting great things out of my team's defense to be get to reclaim that top one spot that they missed out last season. But Tampa's defense, woohoo! I'm expecting big things out of that defense this year.
They better hope Greg Hardy doesn't miss too many games.
Well,
you got to deal with that suspension, you know?
Yeah, but that defense showed a lot of improvement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like you for a defense. I'm looking like, wait a minute. Is this the Carolina Panthers? The same thing I said about when the Rams. It's just like for some reason, the Panthers defense stayed constant through all 16 games.
Yep, they were second in the league in total defense.
They stayed constant in the hole for 16 games. They didn't go down. They just stayed. They stayed that way. And you sitting here and it's like, and that's what makes. That's why when great quarterbacks, when they got a great defense, they keep you in the game. It's up to you to try the receiver to try to score or get some points. That's what you want. If that defense can hold the other team from not scoring, and you're down by a touchdown or whatever, you got 3 points. You got to figure out to get in that end zone so we can win this game. They're keeping the team off the field. So this is what Cam has to, you know, he got to just, like, step up on that. If your team is, you need a touchdown to score to win because your defense is keeping the other team out the end zone, you better figure that out how to win because that would piss me off about Ben. But great defense, keep a quarterback in that game.
Yeah, that's crazy. You look at the numbers with Carolina. They were second in total defense and 26 in total offense. That don't add up.
That's you see, prime example.
Yeah.
Prime example. They had that. I'm like watching the Panthers defense in some games when they play. Like wow. And seeing games that the Panthers wasn't far from winning or a game that they could have won with the offense didn't show up, but the defense was there.
Yeah.
And that don't add up. And that's what pissed me off. And then when you get there and try to get in the end zone, you don't get in the end zone, all of a sudden a pick, an interception, you like you down the red zone, an interception, you like, what?
That's what it is. I mean, Carolina, man, you know, they were letting the division champions last year. The defense is great. They had a great defense. They still do have a great defense. But dealing with, you know, what's going to happen with Greg Hardy and his situation, that might, you know, stagnate them a little bit. But as far as, you know, like Kia said, their defense is stout. You know what I mean? They got one of the top defenses in the league, the linebacker, Luke Kuechly. Kuechly, he's a star. You know what I mean? Defensive player of the year, 2012. So, again, he keeps up the same pace. You know what I mean? Chase Blackburn, linebacker. You know, their secondary is decent. Nothing to write home about. But again, they had the second number two defense in the league. So you got to respect the Carolina Panthers. I just think that, you know, we got to, you know, Tampa Bay has to see them week one. And I think that, you know, they're going to make some noise. I don't think they're going to win 12 games this season. But they're going to make some noise in the NFC South. Wow, what else we got to do now? We talked about Carolina. New Orleans Saints, Kia. What's up?
You know what? I'm still pissed about that playoff loss. I'm just, you know what? It's just.
But the playoff loss last year to Seattle?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Wait. Oh. Even though I'm not saying that they were going to win a game, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's just for some reason, it's just something about Peyton and Breeze. And I'm when the Panthers played them, and the Panthers deserved to win that division. They did. I'm not knocking the Panthers for not winning that division. But the Saints could have won that division as well. I think when they took Rob Ryan from, well, Rob Ryan left the Cowboys and Rob Ryan go, and he came over to the Saints to try to, you know, put the Saints for a 3-4 defense. It's just something about, and then the return of their coach, you know. But they were still relevant. The Saints were still relevant. Because they lost 5 games last year, right?
They were 11 and 5.
It's just for some reason, games that they lost, they should have lost those games.
Well,
they lost
to New England 30-27.
Right.
They lost to the Jets 26-20. They lost to Seattle 34-7. They lost to St. Louis 27-16. And they lost to Carolina 17-13.
See, those some games. I remember that Panthers game, and I remember the other game. They should have lost those games. But you know what it is. What it is. But they was 11-5. They split with the, you know, that you, of course, they play their division. You play your division tough, you know, you expect that. But it was just, those games was, I don't know. I could have really saw them losing. Out of all the games that you just said that they lost, I could see them losing two of those games. That's it.
Wait, what's that, Seattle with the Patriots?
Right. I mean, that's probably one of the games I could saw them losing. Even that Patriots game was close. I'm just saying, it's just games that they should have lost. But let's see what they do this year, you know.
Yeah, because the only game they really got blown out was the Seattle game.
The Seattle game, I watched those games, and I remember those games. That's why I said those games, they didn't lose by many. It was games in those games that they could have was winnable for them. I remember some of those games, and I couldn't believe the Saints lost those games.
I mean, the Saints, you know, they got a decent draft. They got Brandon Cooks from Oregon State, the wide receiver to help stretch the field some more for Drew Brees. But I think on defense is where New Orleans really stepped their game up. They got Jarvis Byrd from Buffalo.
Yeah.
He's going to really lock down the secondary. But I think the Saints are one of those teams that you're always going to have to respect and watch out for because, you know, they're not going nowhere. They're always going to be, you know, looking to improve.
Right.
You know,
right.
Atlanta Falcons.
You talked about them.
Mr. Softy. That's my nickname for them.
Yeah. You talked about them. And my thing with the Falcons, I was still, you know, that year that they played the Giants up here in Jersey and only scored 2 points. 2 points they scored. I'm trying to figure out through that whole game, like, are you kidding me?
And that was the playoffs.
That was the only offense that the Falcons had was the 2 points of safety. And then the missed opportunity just to get so close. Remember the game that they beat Seattle, to knock Seattle out the playoffs? That was a great game. Ryan was, like, coming back to Seattle. That was a good game. I'm like, okay, maybe they must be Falcons. They doing something. And then to lose and not go to the playoffs, go to the Super Bowl.
I just think Atlanta, their time is kind of, you know, passed them by. They got a lot to show me this season. You know, they are HBO, Hard Knocks and all that. You know what I mean? They have a whole lot to show. They got Jake Matthews in the draft.
Isn't Sam? Okay, yeah, okay, because they don't have. Yeah, okay, right. They got that right. You right.
They got Jake Matthews in the draft to help out on the offensive line. You know what I mean? But I still think that Atlanta's suspect. I don't really like Matt Ryan. You know, a lot of people like him, whatever. That's fine. I really don't, you know, I don't think that he's all of that.
I think that he's
one of the reasons why Atlanta is going to be where they are. You know what I mean? They should have at least made a nice Super Bowl run by now. The last three seasons? Come on, yo. I give you last year. Last year was a wash. Okay? Because Julio got hurt. Roddy got hurt. Okay, I give you that. But come on, yo. You know, Steven Jackson, he didn't show up.
Didn't they get what's his name from Minnesota? They got the guy from Minnesota, didn't they? Rashid, oh my God, what's his name? Hagman? Rashid. I think they got Rashid Hagman.
What position do you play?
He's defensive end.
They got him. Yep.
They got him, and they got O.C. down there now. O.C. is the other defensive end, I believe. O.C.'s down there.
They got O.C. Umanyora.
Yep.
They got the kid, Rashid Hagman, Minnesota in the draft. You know what I mean? They got to decide what they want to do first. Mike Nolan, he doesn't know whether he wants to play a 4-3 one week or 3-4 next week. You know what I'm saying? So they have some decisions that they need to make on defense.
They use them as the Highbergs. They don't really. They use it how the Ratbergs used it, because I think then they added Devin Hester. Devin Hester's there, right?
Yeah, Devin Hester. I watched the game the other night. Devin Hester had two fumbles when they played Houston.
Wow! What? Oh wow!
So yeah, I'm not really giving Atlanta a lot of credence. You know what I mean? I don't believe in them right now. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is with Atlanta. So now here we go with my team, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Go ahead, Kia. Let me have it about my Tampa Bay Bucs.
You know what? Let me see about you. You know what? With the Buccaneers, when they drafted, and I saw it when they drafted. Who was that position they drafted? Because we was all talking about who we were going to draft, and you know, Lovie Smith, and you know,
they got Mike Evans from Texas A&M.
No, I'm just saying that's what we were saying. Everybody was thinking they were going to get somebody else. I said no way, Lovie's going to pass on Evans if he's around. Lovie's going to take him. You know, it's just something about Lovie and trying to get some offensive weapon going that first. They were thinking they were going somewhere else, but he took Mike Evans, because I said there's no way he's going to pass Mike Evans up. There's no way. But I thought they would take Khalil Mack. But then I'm like, you know, no way he'll pass on Mike Evans. But you know what? I can't wait to see what Lovie transformed this Buccaneer team of yours into. You know, not taking anything from Lovie, what he's done down in Chicago and
Baltimore.
Everything he's got. Got down there. They got, Doug Martin going to be. We can't say nothing bad about Doug Martin. Then you got Jerome McCoy back there, right?
Yeah.
So, and then you got the guy, what's the guy, the tight end, Jenkins. I got him down there.
Yeah.
You got him. You got Mike James as a running back down there. I don't know, you know, what he's going to. You still got Vincent Jackson. You got Mike James. You got, What's our free safety? Deshaun
Golson.
Right, that's your. And then you got Altron. That's our cornerback.
You know what? I'm not really worried about all of that. I'm worried about my quarterback, yo. We don't have no quarterback. We are suspect. We are null and void or non-void at quarterback. We don't got nothing. Mike Glennon? No. Josh McCown? Hell no. We don't got nothing at quarterback. And that's the part that's killing me. My defense is decent. I rock with my defense. I rock with my offense. our offensive line looking kind of suspect in these first couple of preseason games. But, you know, that's to be expected, kind of, sort of. You know what I mean? But it's all good. We can work with that. But the quarterbacks definitely, absolutely have to step up their game, man. You know what I mean? I just can't go into the season with questions at quarterback. You know, and Mike Glennon and Josh McCown, neither one of them is, you know, outplayed the other. You know what I'm saying? So that's what my worries are right there, quarterback. Defensively, I'm not worried about us too much.
Oh, who's the OC down there? Who's the lobby made the OC down there? Who's the OC?
Jeff Tedman from Cal. They got the guy from California.
Mm-hmm.
He's the offensive coordinator, and the guy that used to Leslie Frazier is the defensive coordinator.
Oh yeah, I know Frazier was the defense. I know Lovey took him with him. Who's the quarterback coach?
I think the other kid named Brown is the quarterback coach.
Okay.
So what that got to do with it? The quarterbacks need to be able to play. Josh McCown and Mike Glennon, and now it's kind of looking like I hate to say it, but they're going more in the direction of Josh Freeman. They're not doing nothing, man. I watched the game against Miami, and I was kind of embarrassed. Like, yo, what is this? We don't got nothing going on at quarterback. And I'm a Tampa Bay fan all day. But we don't got nothing at quarterback, and it bothers me. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, yo. So we talked about the NFC North, the NFC South. We're going to leave the NFC West for next week. We got the preview shows coming up. Akia, I wanted to holler at you about something. I don't know if you heard about this, but I'm going to give you the three groups that are going to be in contention to play halftime at the Super Bowl. All right?
Mm-hmm.
The three music groups that will play halftime at the Super Bowl in Arizona. You got Rihanna. You got Katy Perry. And you got Coldplay. Now, here's the catch. The NFL wants them to pay to play the Super Bowl. Is that the craziest stuff you ever heard in your life?
What?
They want them to pay. They want Rihanna to pay the NFL so she can perform at halftime for the Super Bowl.
Isn't nobody falling for that? Then you know what? They should not. Yeah. Then nobody don't sing.
Let me be devil's advocate for a second. I'm paying the NFL to perform at halftime at the Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm gonna do whatever I want, however I want.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? For as long as I want.
That's
I'm
true.
Paying you to perform at the Super Bowl. I think they're setting themselves up. I think they better get Cole. I don't think they're going to want to get Rihanna to play at halftime at the Super Bowl if she got to pay. I don't think they're going to want that in their life. And I'd rather see Katy Perry anyway. Because you know why? Because then you have Juicy J at halftime of the Super Bowl. But yeah, man, it's crazy, man. I just don't understand why, you know, the NFL don't need no money. The NFL is not starving at all. So to make people pay, you know, to perform in the Super Bowl, that's crazy to me. But then again, if you look at it like this, you look at it, they're paying. They can do whatever they want. And that's where the wardrobe malfunctions and all that good stuff. So I can't wait to see the Super Bowl.
You see, you're talking about, well, we'll talk about that next week, but, well, you know, you're doing the NFC West next week.
Yeah, doing the NFC West next week, and that'll be it.
You know, you got to dock it out for the season.
Yeah, man, so this After Further Review, man, we're in the building holding it down for another Tuesday night. You want to thank everybody, man, for listening. You know what I mean? Thank you, Kia, for calling and all that. We got a few minutes left. Just want to, you know, rock out, man. You know, a lot of stuff going on. Ohio State suffered a major injury, man, with Braxton Miller out for the season. You know, the Yankees holding on for dear life. WNBA playoffs about to pop off. I really don't want to get into this Mayweather-Maidana fight that's happening on September 13th. I don't want to get into that yet. We still got a couple weeks for that. There's a lot of stuff going on in sports, man. You know, shout out again to the team from Philly. You know what I mean? Tomorrow night they're playing in the Little League World Series against the kids from Nevada. Those kids got, you know, that lineup, up and down that lineup, they hit. So I hope, you know, Monae Davis is ready. It's going to be a big game. I think everybody's going to be watching that game just to be the curiosity factor to see if she can, you know, perform, you know, to get them to the championship game. And you know, it is what it is, man. Hopefully they can do what they do. Kia, what's your opinion on Jay-Z becoming a boxing promoter?
You know what? I hope there's nothing, because he had a little flaws in his in his NFL thing, which he still cannot do anything because he's not registered to do anything. He has people that's working for him that are registered to do anything. I mean, he is the boss, but you know what? I hope he's, meaning everything is done by the books, because they will be double checking. You know, hey, it's nothing against him about him doing. He's trying to make him some extra money, which he, you know, hey.
That's what it is. Yeah, he tried to promote the Peter Quillen fight on November the 8th. So, I mean, you know, it is, I mean, that's rare, man, if they just come out of nowhere and now all of a sudden they're boxing promoters. So, you know.
It's just something. It's just something about this trial. I mean, that's going to be very interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, Jay's doing his thing, man. You know what I mean? I mean, nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong. As long as his nose is clean, doing shady stuff like that, because that's not gonna work. Because if you're doing stuff that's not, you know, it'll come out. It may not be coming out now, but it'll come out later. Don't ever think it won't come out. Or how he's getting, and the thing about how he's getting his players and stuff like that. Don't ever think it won't come out.
Listen, you are absolutely right.
In that field
that he's in right now, sports agents, yo, that is, there's some snakes in the grass.
And let me tell you something. And when it comes, it's going to bite him, because he had no, because for him to say no whereabouts, no knowledge or anything, everything he has to be knowledgeable, he's going down. Because he can't legally and technically, he can't do anything because he's not the registered agent. But it's his company.
Yeah.
And if anything shady, something come out later, snakes behind snakes, you know, whatever. It's, you know, we never touched on it. Let me talk about this. You know, with Ryan, you know, with the whole biogenics and everything, and LeBron's agent name being mentioned amongst, you know, guys that been, you know, this is something, like, I'm trying to figure out with agents being involved with this guy and being associated with this guy. And cameras and names being on paper and stuff like this, and you trying to shredding papers is not the game no more. You can't shred no papers. You can't shred nothing. You're not allowed to shred anything. That's why companies have those bins where you put those papers in the bins and they're locked secure. You can't shred nothing. It's just very interesting how his agent name is, like, you know, mentioned. Okay, what if he don't even associate with this guy? Why do you associate with somebody that you already know is tainted water?
That's true. That's definitely true. I
want to
shout out Vic Pavetta. You know, he's retired after 39 years of refereeing.
Oh, wow.
B.A.,
yeah.
Vic Pavetta. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's one dude that's seen everybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Magic, Kareem, Jordan, you name it. He's seen him play, man. You know, and Vic Pavetta, he's somebody that you knew when Vic Pavetta was calling, when he was refereeing a game, you knew that, you know, it was going to be a good game. It was a big game, and Vic Pavetta always made himself a part of the game. He didn't take no slack from nobody, and, you know, it is what it is. He started his career on December 2nd, 1975. Wow. 1975. is when he started his career. You know, he worked the 1992 Olympics. That was the first one that had NBA players. And he's officiated in leagues in New York and New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? So, again, salute to Dick Pivetta. Retires after 39 years. I remember when him and Charles Barkley was kissing. Remember that? Remember when he kissed Charles Barkley? You don't remember when he kissed Charles Barkley on the lips? Oh, man. Let me find out. Yeah, I think it was Charles Barkley was retiring or something. And him and Dick Pivetta used to always go at it. And Dick Pivetta was talking to whatever, and he kissed Charles Barkley right on the mouth. Bum! Like, oh! It's like, okay. It is
well,
what it is.
I know, I didn't read, but I heard somebody post said something about, you know, the NFL had their first African-American woman on the sideline in the NFL
yes.
game, who's also a graduate of Norfolk State, HBCU alumni. So, you know, that was like, wow, nice. So.
Yes, her name is Maya Shaka.
Okay.
Shout out to her, the first black female NFL referee, doing it real big. That's what's up. Yeah, we see it all over here, man. After further review in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Yo, I'm suffering with my allergies tonight, yo. I know I sound crazy. Shout out to everybody who's hung out with me from 8 o'clock to now. Shout out to you, Kia, for calling in. Appreciate you. Next week we're going to do the NFC West, do some more college football. We're getting closer to, you know, kickoff. So I know, Kia, you ready for that? Getting closer
you know,
and closer to kickoff.
Already,
how many more days we got to kickoff? I know you know.
It was 16, so it's 16 days left for kickoff.
That's what it is. So you heard it right there, 16 days left until the ball goes in the air. You know what I'm saying? We already recorded and we got it down. Kia said that the Green Bay Packers are going to beat the Seattle Seahawks.
I'm picking the Packers, and I'm picking Aaron Rodgers going up there and doing what a healthy Aaron Rodgers needs to do. And I'm picking that healthy defense to shut down the offense of the Seahawks. I'm picking the Packers in that game.
Yes. Pick her up to take her to Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh,
we're going to take her to AAB,
no,
and she'll be all right.
And you know what? When the Packers win, I'll be like, I don't even
oh,
know.
Oh, Kia, when the Packers win, I'm going
to
give you so much props. I told you, you can co-host the show with me for a month.
Oh, please.
We can call it Kia's show for a month, for a whole month.
Okay, I'll do. As long as it's Kia's
show. We can call it Kia's show for the whole month. You got Rich Money's behind the board. That's my witness right there. Ms. Lavina's in the building. So if the Green Bay Packers beat Seattle, it's going to the bigger show after further review will be turned into Kia's show for a whole
yes.
entire month.
Yes. And you know what? And when they win, I'm already going to have my little spread out of what we're going to talk about on Kia's show for a month.
Oh, boy.
I don't even gonna say that.
Please let Seattle win. Please, Russell Wilson, do something nice for me, yo. Please.
We're already gonna have our spread. I'm gonna have it spread out what we're gonna do on Kia's show. We're gonna have it all spread out.
That's what it is, Key. I got you. We'll stay updated on that until game time and all that.
You know you won't be disappointed. You know I'm going to make the ratings go up.
Right. That's good. That's all very, very good. I appreciate that.
Oh, you know what?
I want to thank everybody once again. We got like 5 minutes left. Get ready, yo. If Green Bay wins, get ready for Kia's show.
Yay!
Somebody got to pick me up from the hospital because I'm gonna jump out the window.
Stop it!
Oh, let me run through right quick the top 10 Major League Baseball team top 10 rankings right quick before we get out of here. I got the San Francisco Giants at number 10. I got Seattle at number 9. I got the St. Louis Cardinals at number 8. I got the Dodgers at number 7. I got the Oakland A's at number 6. I got Kansas City at number 5. Shout out to you, Kia. First place Kansas City Royals. First place. I picked them. I got Milwaukee Brewers at number 4. I got the Orioles at number 3. I got the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim at number 2. And the number 1 team for this week in baseball is the Washington Nationals.
I picked them too.
Yeah.
See,
woo! Listen.
Kia show. Kia
once again,
show.
Yeah, here we go. We are creating a monster.
Stop.
Yeah, and then you're going to get Miss Favina to call, and Miss T going to call, and Miss Angie going to call.
I have all the women call in.
And
I'm going to have all the women to call in.
That's what
the
it is.
Kia
I ain't
show.
Mad at that.
Kia show.
We might do that sometime down the line.
I'm going to have all the women call in and ask you questions about sports. I'm going to have you on, and I'm going to have them.
I'm going to be working for you.
Well, just stop.
Well, that's how it's going down. I'm going to be working for you.
It's for a mom.
Yeah, I hear you. Why we can't do it in February? When it's only like 28 days.
They're going to call it in, and they're going to ask you questions. They're going to be able to ask a sports expert some questions.
That's what it is. I ain't mad at that, yo.
Yeah.
Hey, Green Bay's still going to lose, though.
I've got Green Bay going to win. Kid's going to do our show, but Kid can have our show, so Green Bay's going to win.
That's what it is. Yo, shout out to everybody for listening, man. Shout out to everybody for calling. After further reviews in the building, you got anything to say before we get out of here, Kia?
No, I'm just great show as always. You know I love it.
That's what's up. We appreciate you. Yeah, man, this week is going down. Tomorrow night is Monet Davis pitching for Teddy Philadelphia in the Little League World Series. WNBA playoffs jump off on Thursday night. You know what it is, man. Week 3 of the NFL preseason. Everybody out there, do your thing. Enjoy the end of your summer because the summer is over with. Once my birthday passes by, the summer is done. You know what I'm saying? So enjoy your summer. Kids get ready for school and all that good stuff right there. And to the people in Ferguson, Missouri, yo, hold your head, yo. The people in St. Louis, Missouri, hold your head. We got you. Shout out to my man, New York Oil, a.k.a. Cool Kim, UMC's, Haas G in the building. Check me out every day, man, after further review on Facebook. I'm on the Partly Sunny Cruise Show on Monday nights, Thursday nights, 7 to 10. Doing my thing, you know how I do it. Tuesday night, after further review, I'm in the building with the big homie Rich Money. After further review, GQ Palace Radio, a.k.a. GQ Palace Sports, holding me down. You know what I mean? That's how we do it. So, yeah, man, another week in the books, man. Hope everybody does what they're supposed to do. And, pray for the people down there in Ferguson, Missouri, man. And pray for everybody, man, in your jurisdiction, in your neck of the woods, man. It's got to get a lot better, man. You know what I'm saying? So, again, man, this is the mayor. His allergies are killing me. I'm going to shut it down about 2 minutes early tonight. I hope y'all don't get mad. But I got to do something about these allergies, man. My nose is killing me. And I'll talk to y'all next week, man. This is the mayor, yo. Peace and love. Out.
You are now tuned in to GPS, GQ Palace Sports, after further review. You with the mayor every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m.
Coming to scorch ya, it feels like torture. Yes, I'm a free agent looking at all the offers. Crossover jump shot like Kimbo Walk. I wrote the book on this madness, so call me an author. You ain't coming to play hard, quit your day job. You let New York down like your name is J.R. Smith and Weston. Keep playing aggressive, every shot that you take, hands up is contested, everybody's a guard, play D like Umar, yeah I'm winning this game, care less about odds, these clowns ain't worthy, they plays is dirty, I'm giving them 30, so retire my jersey, MJ in his prime, at the gym on my grind, 1,000 jump shots, I'm just taking my time, it means I caught fire, so I call it a sign, they say it's a two-pointer cause my foot on the line. In the clutch, they folding. We picking and rolling. Yes, I'm Seth Curry with this ratchet I'm holding. You gotta be joking, believing I'm open. Carry the offense and I shoot it like Copeland. Call it a quick now, Stephen A. Smith now. Anything between that is probably a sit down. Whether home or the road, I demand the control. Just playing the game, doing what I was told. Shorts under the pants, got the heart of a champ. For my brother Black Magic, they should give him a chance. Ballers is average, maniac is a savage. Didn't even box out, cause they letting them grab it. Everything is drastic, he ain't trying to pass it. A lot of one-on-one at that Watson Classic. Ladies showing off all the latest fashion. P.O. call the games and he do it with passion. Ever for president, he's part of my residence. Left-handed crossover's part of the evidence. Can't forget Nike Pro, my dude's indictment for my Oyez. Who love the excitement, everything is a swisher. Dealing with Corey Fisher, he had 105. That's just a militia. Reggie Freeman, Master Raw, Pop who died, they all play with pride. Pride talking without me, balling without me. Put it all on the line, like Louis McCrousey. They say it was average, Andre Barrett. Every time that I saw him, he was letting them have it. R.P. Ali Moe, cross over then go. The fans is always hype and they loving the show. Can't forget Kenny Sack, I'll be right back. Crazy to see them starting with my boy A. Martin.